Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today is regarding the origins of these Islamic worship rituals. Now, it is generally believed and generally people think that all our worship rituals came into existence in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he himself originated them. He was the person who instituted all these worship rituals. Thus, for example, the Salah, which is the prayer, the Zakat, charity, Hajj, the pilgrimage. Similarly, we have other worship rituals like the fast as well, which people think that was they were originated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own times. Now, this is a gross misconception, and the Quran is absolutely certain, so is established history, that almost all these worship rituals began in the times of the previous prophets. And it is only that in certain cases that certain deviations had resulted, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only corrected those particular deviations. So it is incorrect to believe that all these worship rituals were made obligatory or they were initiated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A very short analysis of history, particularly the history reported by the Quran itself, is sufficient to show this. Thus, for example, we know in the case of Salat or Namaz, or as we say, the prayer, when the Prophet Abraham was building the Baytullah or the house of God, he himself said that he is building this liyuqimus salah, so that people can offer the prayer, of course, which would mean that this is something which was existent in the times of Abraham. Similarly, we also find the Prophet Moses being commanded by the Almighty, aqimis salat al-zikri, to establish the prayer of Moses so that you can are reminded of me. This is what the Almighty told him. The Prophet Jesus also said, "Ausani bis salat." He said, the Quran says the words of Jesus are that the Lord has enjoined to pray to him, enjoined me to pray to him. Similarly, the famous sage Luqman of the Arabs, he too, we know then his famous advice that he gave to his son. He said, "Ya bunayya aqim is salat." Oh, my dear son, you must establish the prayer. You must adhere to the prayer. So we can see that this is something which is a pre-existing ritual from the Prophet Muhammad's times. We even know that Abu Zar Ghafari, the famous companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have said that he was praying to God 3 years prior to his meeting with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that the custodians of Baytullah, the Quraysh, they also offered the prayer. So all these instances are clear to show that the worship ritual of prayer, for example, had existed in the times of the previous prophets. Similar is the case with Zakat. Thus, for example, we know that the Quran, by referring it as the Abrahamic tradition, which people knew, has said "Hakkum ma'lum," that it is a known right in the wealth of people. The people very well know that it's a determined right which is imposed on people to pay to others. Similarly, we find the Prophet Ishmael. As reported by the Quran, say about him, the words are "Wakana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakat." He would direct his family to pray and to give in charity. Similarly, we find Prophet Jesus being told, "Ausani." His words are "Ausani bis salati wa zakat ma dumtu hayya." So he said that the Almighty has enjoined me to adhere to the prayer and to give in charity as long as I live. So it is very clear that this zakat too existed prior to the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similar is the case with Hajj or the pilgrimage. We know that the pilgrimage was offered ever since the times of Abraham, when the Baytullah had been built. It was only in certain areas where there were certain religious innovations that had crept in that the Prophet corrected them. As far as fasting is concerned, we find that the Quran itself alludes to the fact that this fasting was made obligatory on previous nations as well. When it says, "Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladzina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun," which means that believers, this fasting has been made obligatory upon you just as it was made obligatory upon people before you so that you can attain piety. So it is evident that all these worship rituals were going on before the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He only corrected certain areas in which some deviations had occurred. Otherwise, it is absolutely improper and erroneous to believe that all these worship rituals were initiated or originated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.